Senator Shelby, my Republican counterpart, had a much more difficult relationship with the DCI, one that had deteriorated over policy differences and intelligence failings, and was inflamed by personal slights, real and imagined. For example, Capitol folklore holds that Senator Shelby was furious at George Tenet for what he felt was second-class treatment during the 1999 event at which CIA headquarters was renamed the George Bush Center for Intelligence. However, when asked about his difficulties with Tenet, Shelby immediately points to the failure of the intelligence community to realize the extent of India and Pakistan's nuclear programs and North Korea's missile program. Shelby was particularly incensed that Tenet was willing to apologize and say all of the right things, but stopped short of taking responsibility for the changes needed to make sure such failures don't occur in the future. I was coming around to Shelby's view. During my time in Washington, I've had the opportunity to know several directors of Central Intelligence. In its existence, the CIA has had directors who were cowboys and some who were technocrats. George Tenet was the only one I'd classify as a survivor. In Washington, jobs that come with great responsibility also carry a great deal of prestige. There is something heady about knowing that when you leave the position, your portrait will hang on the wall, or a bust of you will stand in the lobby. I can only imagine that for the DCI, of whom those things are true, there was also the excitement of being in a position that influenced decisions of war and peace, had the ear of the president on a daily basis, enjoyed a high profile. There is a risk inherent in such jobs, however, that the person holding the job dedicates himself or herself not to the mission of the job, but to keeping it, that the desire to continue in office overcomes one's judgment as to the national interest. The love of the job can render someone unable to do it. The most important quality for an effective DCI is the confidence of the president. The president is the intelligence community's most important client and its leader. George Tenet clearly had the confidence of President Bush. The question is, how did he earn it? I fear he did so by pandering to power, providing the information that would ingratiate him with the president and his inner circle. The best DCIs earn presidential respect by adhering to the admonition, "Speak truth to power." That is, by being willing to tell the leader of the nation the truth, even if, particularly when, it is not what the president wants to hear.